This is Sad Man Tommy Gunn coming your way, y'all. How you everybody doing? Hope y'all survived another weekend. I did, not due to a five-year-old, because a five-year-old hyped up, you might as well get back to mommy. That's the way you do it. It's called revenge. You can do it. So some more good news. We're having our Cletus Roy and Centerville Slim variety show coming out December 17th up here at 8 p.m. It's going to be a potluck, and thanks Sarah Smiles, I'll thank you on air. Thank you for putting that on your Facebook and backing us up on this. Thank you for KBMF for having this crazy old fart up here and just having fun, just cutting loose. And I have to tell you a little story. My LAC counselor asked me, and her name's Cammy, she's going to be up here, and I want to tell you the story real quick. It's like, why do you do this? And I want to tell you all the story. I said, growing up the way I did, you've heard about abuse and you've heard about all that. And I thought, with everything going on in this world, it's time to just cut loose and let people see every part of my personality. What Tommy Gunn is all about from a childhood up until I am now. This is what this comedy is about for me. This is what singing and songwriting is about. It's for just letting people just cut loose and not giving a damn for once. We got enough of that. If anybody got kids, you know, love your family and all that, but it's just time to cut loose, and that's what me and Steve do. So the second season, that's why I like people's ideas. If they want to throw a little voice in there, let's do it. I mean, it's time to cut loose, and holidays are coming in, so I hope people come at 8 p.m. up here at KBMF to enjoy this. I've been telling everybody's excited, and if John Tester cannot be in here, we're going to video live with him. And this is a special deal, not only for the people in Butte and all around for this, but it's a special deal, and he thinks we're crazy. Well, he's right, you know, and it's been fun. It's been a fun ride, and it's fun when people come up and says, can you do old Cletus? And I do that, and it's so much fun, people. And people ask me still when I grow up, and I said, oh, hell no, that'd be just way too boring. And I just love coming up, and you know, we got personal things in our lives, and but what doesn't make you, or make you, or what, well, how's that saying going? What doesn't kill you make you stronger. And people are like, are you that bored? And it's like, it's true. And my sister, my sidekick, and she's going through surgery after surgery. But guess what, people? And when I think I can give up, oh, there's no need to feel sorry for myself, because I just heard this beautiful story and I have to pass this on as a tidbit. Guinness Book of World Records. 1% chance of living, and I started crying because I got two brand new grandbabies coming in. Little 1-pound baby girl. After a month, the parents finally got to hold that little miracle. And you think you're having a bad time, folks? That was a little angel, and I got to see the picture, and I just hold my little grandbabies, and I thank God every day that I get to hold my sons and think, hey, I love you. And they can call me any day, and to hear that, and just to see that picture of that little one-year-old, and that piece of paper said Guinness Book World Records. That's not the important part. But just look around. If you think you're having trouble, just sit down with somebody. Like I said, just say hi to somebody. Just say hi. And I'm not doing this to be sentimental. But it's just, I just want to cut loose and say, people, get up. Like the other day, I was watching the Northern Lights, how beautiful that is. The miracles we still got. And just the miracle of holding my grandbabies and holding my little nephew. And when he gets in trouble, you still love him. And when we get we had mud fights the other day. He kicked my butt at 4 years old, but, you know, that's okay. So, but I hope, you know, it wasn't too sentimental, but I hope everybody has a good day. And I cannot wait to see everybody out here to this potluck on the 17th. And I'll be checking in and out, you know, in between then, you know, sorry, the more somber thing, but you know, a lot of things going on. Everybody have a good day. Be safe out there. Peace out to everybody. Remember, we love you there. We love you, KBMF. Just peace out. Take it easy. Thank you.